I'd like not to mention Christmas this morning. I'd like to talk about yesterday, when, of course, you'll all be well aware that we had the funeral of Nelson Mandela. There's no doubt in my mind that he was indeed a great man who embodied the sort of principles that we would all value. Right at the heart of his persona was his sense of relation to people through a very old-fashioned word called forgiveness. Mandela's first school was at Clarkbury, a Wesleyan Methodist mission school, and that's where he got the name Nelson. And then Healdtown Methodist boarding school. As a Methodist minister, it's tempting to try to claim some credit for Mandela's sense of values to Methodism, but I think that would be a gross exaggeration. However, he did model the words and actions of Jesus Christ, whose gospel of salvation has at its core a prayer of Jesus, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing," as he hung dying on the cross. Or how about this? "Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Love your enemies. Your reward is that you will be a child of the Most High God." In the way that Mandela practiced forgiveness and reconciliation, he has indeed epitomized those very words. So he'll leave a legacy as a child of the Most High. But does that not call us to reflect on what forgiveness and reconciliation we can start today? So take a moment now and ask yourself, what are the hurts that I need to forgive? And where can I offer others the opportunity to forgive me? By offering and receiving forgiveness, you'll be promoting healing and reconciliation. You too can be a child of the Most High God.